Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hello, 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 Sam.
Yo, 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 what's up?
What's up? We've just been bouncing off very different vibes here. We were just discussing teas off air, and now we're, I don't know, yo, yo, dog.
I'm being wiggity, wiggity, whack.
What are we talking about today?
So I am talking about Ted Lasso, which is a Apple... I honestly can't remember what their streaming service is called ever. Apple Plus?
I think so.
Apple TV Plus. I don't know.
Apple TV Plus original programming starring Jason Sudeikis, and it's based off of a commercial that NBC aired to promote English football on NBC starring Jason Sudeikis back in 2007.
So, wait, this whole TV show is based on a... commercial, like
a real commercial
from 2007.
Yeah, I believe.
Such a weird premise.
Niche,
but it's like, I, you know, when you say that, I'm like, this is going to be a terrible TV show. Then,
well, let's get into it. So Jason Sudeikis stars as Ted Lasso, the titular character, and he goes to a sleepy British town, and by sleepy I mean full of drunk people. and he becomes the coach of this football team, and he previously was only a coach of American football,
okay,
and junior American football, and now he's the coach of a Premier League, which I believe is the best league in football in the UK, a Premier League team that's fictional, Richmond AFC, and has to turn them around because they're sufficiently mediocre, and he's got to deal with the hot shot, sexy star player, and then the old goat that's out on the end of his career, and he's the captain, but he's grumpy all the time.
Yeah.
And this premise may sound whack. It's because it is. But the owner of the club is this woman, Rebecca Welton. And she's recently been divorced by her husband, who's this rich, 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 rich man who has been cheating her. And it's all through the tabloids. And he loves this club. So she owns the club.
Yeah.
And she's trying to bring it down from the inside by hiring an incompetent coach.
Got you.
But Ted Lasso is the nicest guy in the world. And he brings all the players together. And it's just so good.
It's actually a good TV show.
It's a great TV show. He is Jason Sudeikis as this southern gentleman type who doesn't understand really what he's doing, but has a heart of gold. And makes really witty one-liners.
Cute.
Alongside this really deadpan British humour, just as a recipe for the success. Like, it's great.
Jason Sudeikis has got real dad energy as an actor. He's like the big moustache, the polo neck shirts.
That's nice sweater.
The vibe.
Well, and so he plays a dad in this, and the reason why he has left America to go coach a sport he doesn't know, because obviously there's things you need to explain, is because his wife and him need space.
Ooh.
And so he's left his wife and his son back in America, and we deal with that as well. And it's really touching and emotional.
This is so unexpected. I honestly thought you were going to be like, this is a terrible TV show, don't watch it. But it sounds like it got you in the feels.
Well, let me tell you, I saw this show, because it came out last year, I believe, and I was like, this is never happening. I'm not reviewing this. I can't be having this. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it. And then I got trapped watching it on Monday night. And I watched two episodes. And I was like in the middle. Like the middle two episodes.
Random sit down on the couch. Your flatmates have put it on thing.
They had to like refresh me. And I was 15 minutes into a 30-minute episode. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. I'm so on board. I don't know what's going on. But I'm so on board. And I went home and I watched the first few episodes. And I finished the show this week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I blitzed through it. It's great.
I really enjoy the kind of... I mean, as someone who's not really hugely into football, but
neither.
Like...
no idea.
Don't know much about it, but find the culture really fascinating because there is nothing like it, really.
Well, this show draws you into the emotion of this game and the love of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't really love any games apart from, like... I don't know, ping pong. But like, you really feel for this team and really feel for the community around the team. Because also it shows you, you know, all the locals and what they think.
Yeah, totally.
And it's all about his reputation as a manager of a club and like how important it is to these locals. And it is like just quite a special thing.
I played football for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Dark horse, Zoe.
I was a Macca's small fry when I was younger.
This is like, Otis says Ted Lasso is brilliant. He's like a 3D Ned Flanders.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not wrong. That's not wrong.
When you look at the photos, wow.
I'm going to have to check this out. My most unexpected lockdown watch last year was Sunderland Till I Die, which is a really good documentary about the Sunderland Football Club and their just demise, basically. But it's so interesting about the culture and the community and the manager and all the interpersonal stuff. I learned so much so fast about how players are bought and sold. I was like, whoa, that's so much money.
Yeah, it's like, I think it was like the Lakers documentary that came out last year. Like, everyone was like, oh my God, this is just insane. Like,
yeah,
I
you don't have to like basketball to like this or be interested in this because you suddenly know everything about it.
I did see one critique of the show from someone else that was like, I wish it got more in depth into the football management side of it. But I mean, the show's been renewed for 2 more seasons, so I'm sure we'll have a lot more to go off.
Excellent.
And it's great. I definitely recommend it. I was so pleasantly surprised. And you'll also walk out of there, you'll laugh, but you'll also like smile and you'll feel good, you know?
That
it's
sounds
just
great.
Nice.
I think that's the wholesome TV watch. I didn't know I needed recommended for this weekend, so that's me sorted. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
On what platform again?
Apple TV Plus or just Apple Plus. We're not sure.
One of the Apple one.
The one that's on Apple. The one that you get if you buy a MacBook, you get a year free.
Oh, there you go.
So just buy a MacBook.
Easy. Cheap. Such a cheap way of watching a TV show. Hey, thank you so much, Sam.
Hey,
this
no worries.
Sounds brilliant. I will definitely be watching it. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Catch you next week.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.